Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I would happen to be JR. Shout outs to everybody listening to the sound of my voice all over North America. My friends on the West Coast, the East Coast, here in the South with me. My people in the North with super producer and host Dave Shepard. People in the Midwest, the Mountain States, the Plains, everywhere. What's up to our listeners in Honolulu and all them other cities in Hawaii? What's up? I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay? You can always hit rewind if you want. You can hit pause. If you need to tell your kids to shut up, if you need to run to the restroom, do whatever you need to do, hit pause on the free Odyssey app, okay? You can also hit rewind. Shout-outs to everybody tuned in live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people who are just tuning in following the Buffalo Bills' victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They beat them 24-18. We're going to talk about that game momentarily. We'll hear Josh Allen. He just finished walking off of the Amazon Prime post-game desk. And then we got some NBA action tonight as well. Damian Lillard making his debut here for these Milwaukee Bucks. Hey, Shep, why does my phone keep going off and I tell my phone to stop? Do I got to throw my phone out the window, Shep?
I apologize in advance, JR, for texting you in the middle of your third hour open.
Well, that's not you.
No, it's not me.
I told somebody happy birthday hours ago, and now they messaged me hours later.
There needs to be, well, first of all, there needs to be a JR memo sent out somewhere that if you are associated with JR from the hours of 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern time, unless it is life-altering, you cannot be contacted.
Oh, that'd be nice. Wouldn't it? Can we extend that to, like, all day? I like that.
But you're a master communicator. You don't mind the interaction during the day, and you know what? You're pretty good at getting back whenever I have questions. So,
yeah, But almost all day long, man. I got like four email addresses and
right. You have a lot.
It's text messages and WhatsApp. I keep my phone on silent, man.
You know, I never like there'll be a great play, and like I remember thinking JR referenced that on Friday, but the last thing he needs is people reaching out to him over the weekend. So I never reach out to you over the weekend, but it sounds like you want more communication on Sundays.
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay,
less.
Got it. Yeah.
Less communication, the better. Anyway, the Milwaukee Bucks, they beat the 76ers. And happy birthday, Terrell. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Sixers 118-117. Damian Lillard makes his debut, scores 39 points, and decides to light it up at the end of the game. We'll hear from him. And the Lakers are going to be the Lakers. They're always going to be interesting. They're going to give their fans a heart attack. The Lakers are playing right now. Their home debut. And the Suns are beating them in Los Angeles, 84-72. The end of the third quarter is here. They're getting ready to move on into the fourth. And what makes this even more interesting, there's no Bradley Beal for the Suns dealing with a back. There's no Devin Booker here for the Suns. He's dealing with a foot issue. And so it's Kevin Durant out there, has 30 points, and then it's a bunch of other guys. And that's who's beating the Los Angeles Lakers right now. Eric Gordon, the ashes of Eric Gordon, he has 15 points. This is just sad. Jordan Goodwin, anybody know him? Yeah, he got 12 points. Anthony Davis, 17. LeBron has 11. D'Angelo Russell has 14. And the Lakers aren't playing any defense. So let's see if the Lakers come back to win this game or whether Kevin Durant and friends, you know, beat the Lakers at home. The Laker fans will have a heart attack if they end up going 0-2 to start the season. If you want to talk to me over the next 2 hours, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also online at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, knock yourself out. Hit me up there. I'm at work, so yeah, I'll check that out. But let's go back to the Buffalo Bills, okay? They improved their record to 5-3. They just had that ugly last-second loss this past Sunday against the garbage New England Patriots. And the Buccaneers, man, they ain't going nowhere. These stupid Tampa Bay Buccaneers at this point of, I don't want to say point of life, but at this point of the season, they continue to lose. They lost this past Sunday via field goal against the Atlanta Falcons. And they ain't in the best place for the season right now. Over their past couple of games, they're on their own little, I don't want to call it a losing streak, but they stink right now. Losing, what, 3 out of their last 4 games? Buccaneers are going to take on Houston on November 5th. And the Buffalo Bills, they're going to take on the Cincinnati Bengals November 5th as well. Buffalo pretty much was in control for the majority of this game, given a small scare by Tampa Bay. Let's go ahead and listen to the first major score of the game. And it happens to be Josh Allen running in a touchdown to put the Bills up 10-0 in the second quarter.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Murray in the backfield to the right of Allen in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Back to pass, and he's going to tuck it and run right up the gut, down to the 5, looking for the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo! Release the beast! Josh Allen with a 13-yard touchdown run!
Yeah, Josh Allen, this man always seemingly doing a lot of the dirty work himself. Tonight, he rushed for 41 yards, including that touchdown, and he passed for 324 yards. The scoring continued, except for this time, it wasn't by Buffalo. Josh Allen threw an interception pretty much in Buffalo territory, and it didn't take long. As a matter of fact, it only took 2 plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to answer. Baker Mayfield connected on a touchdown, making the game 10-10. It was a tie. Listen to Baker Mayfield.
First down goal from the 3-yard line, moving right. Shift the tight end in motion. Hand the ball off. A play action fake of the pass into the end zone. It is caught. Ball touchdown, Tampa Bay. Chris Godwin has his first touchdown catch of the season, and it comes after a pickoff by Will Golston.
And that was the Bucs radio network. I think you can tell the difference. That was the Bills the first time. That was the Bucs. I told you Josh Allen, this man threw 2 touchdowns late in the second quarter. Dalton Kincaid, the rookie, he showed up and he caught a touchdown to extend the lead to 17-10.
Third and 11 here for Buffalo. Two receivers to the right. Diggs and Kincaid on the left. Murray in the backfield. Allen in the shotgun, going to roll out to his right. Looking for somebody, throws it back across the middle, and Kincaid waltzes into the end zone for his first touchdown as a Buffalo Bill. 22 yards, Allen to Kincaid.
Good for him. Must be nice. Rookie, get your touchdown. 17-10, they roll into the half, and then the Bills start to pour it on a little bit. In the third quarter, Gabe Davis, who had a career night, a career high, 9 catches, 87 yards. He was the recipient of a touchdown. Listen to this, and listen to the score, too.
Two receivers to the left. Davis comes over to the right side. Murray the lone setback. Allen under center. And now Hardy in motion. Allen back to pass. Blitz coming. Fires to the end zone. Wide open to Gabe Davis. The touchdown maker. fifth touchdown of the season for Gabe Davis. A four-yard touchdown catch from Allen.
Oh, those guys with the Bills Radio Network, they're just the modern-day Walt Clyde Frazier. Gabe Davis, the touchdown maker? Whatever. Anyway, the score was 24-10 Bills. You think the Bills would just wear them out and go home and celebrate, but no. Baker Mayfield was able to find Mike Evans after what felt like it took like almost 10 minutes. Baker Mayfield bringing this to a six-point game. Listen to this, Bucks Radio Network.
Bucks face fourth down and 10. A snap, a good one. Baker Mayfield dropping, looking, throwing toward the end zone. Looping try. Is it caught? Is it caught? Is it caught? Yes, touchdown Tampa Bay. Mike Evans says, throw me the ball and I can make a play. He does. And the Buccaneers have life with 2:44 to go. What a catch by Evans and what a throw by Baker Mayfield.
Oh, wow. Bringing it closer. Buccaneers showing a little bit of life. And then they went for the two-point conversion. And they made this game look interesting. Now it's 24-18. And then they got the ball back. It was a touchback. The punt. They were in great position to, well, not great position, but they had time to try to go ahead and win. A matter of fact, it came down to a Hail Mary. Baker Mayfield had to launch the ball down the field. And let's take a listen to what that sounded like on the Bills Radio Network.
Mayfield back to pass. Pocket collapsing. Steps up. Heaves it down the field. This is going to reach the end zone. And it's incomplete. Godwin turned around a little too late. But he was in the vicinity to make the catch. He did not. And the game is over.
And that ball.
Third week in a row, the game ends with the ball in the end zone. My goodness.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, they can't scratch a win to save their lives right now. Last Sunday, they lose on a field goal. Younghoe Koo from the Falcons kicks them out of the game. And tonight, they can't get the job done on a Hail Mary. And let's also be honest. I feel like every receiver for the Buccaneers was held in the end zone. But who the hell is calling holding on a Hail Mary? The answer is nobody. So the Buccaneers, they're a team. They're not going anywhere. And the Buffalo Bills are just trying to get on track. The Buffalo Bills are trying to get on a good track to still stay competitive for an AFC championship. That's really what it boils down to. And forget an AFC championship. They want to build towards a Super Bowl. I think the fans in Buffalo have had enough of the let's go to the divisional round, let's go to the championship round. Man, they want to go to the Super Bowl. And so there's still plenty of season for them to turn things around. I'd be interested to see if they can complete any trades between now and Halloween, which is the trade deadline. I mean, we got Adam Thielen. Who knows? He might be moving on from the Carolina Panthers. He might be a Buffalo Bill. You know, time will certainly tell. And Josh Allen, who's been dealing with a shoulder issue, in the second quarter, he had to step into the tent. He went into the tent, didn't stick around long, and he left. And he still threw for 324 yards, two touchdowns. He had an interception based off of a tip that led to that first touchdown by Tampa Bay. And then after the game, Josh Allen sat down with the Amazon Prime crew, and he talked about his connection with Stephon Diggs. Richard Sherman asked him the question. Let's take a listen to that.
I was about to say, you know, that's what I was getting to.
Okay. Okay.
What would that play
yeah, I was
going like,
to say, what is I mean, it would probably be one of them freaky plays to Diggs, because I saw some on tape where he's running a post, go, out. I mean, y'all drawing him in the dirt, and you're trying to get it to him on seven-step drops. Are those real plays, or is he just out there winging it?
A little bit of both. That's you know, he's got a knack to get open, and I got a knack to find him. So it's a pretty good relationship there. And, again, I think we're still continuing to get better as time goes on.
Hey, Josh, it's a long season. You know, you talked about it all week long, and just we're a reactionary bunch, right? So the media does, a win, a loss, and we're just – the ebbs and flows. How do you remain consistent despite everything going on around you?
Well, again, I think fan reaction, media reaction, you're either the greatest team in the league or you don't belong in the league. So you take it with a grain of salt. You trust the guys inside the locker room. You continue to try to get better each and every week and put your best stuff up on Thursday, Sunday, or Monday. So that's our mindset. We're trying to go 1-0 each week, and you know we're going to try to continue to do that.
I like how he brings up the fact that he's building and developing more of a relationship with Stephon Diggs. Hey, Shub, who are them other people that sit up on that set besides Richard Sherman?
There's a lot of them, but as they're doing a dog frisbee contest right now, but that was the voice of Carissa Thompson.
Oh, okay. The one that didn't have the bass in the voice.
Yes, that's one way to put it.
Okay. All right, just making sure. You know, you can't judge nowadays. Otherwise, you get in trouble. I'm here for getting in trouble, so that's all good.
When's the last time JR Sport we've got in trouble for anything? Come on now.
Let's see.
You're like as clean as they come, man.
Let's see. Good point.
Exactly.
Good point. There was that one time that I almost got suspended on V103. It was that one time.
JR, you don't even curse off the air.
Now, that's a lie.
No, I mean,
that's a lie.
It may come up. Listen, you're not Bob Knight off the air. You're more like Dean Smith. I mean, it may come up.
I'm not here. I don't got to yell at 18-year-olds. If I had to yell at 18-year-olds, I guess I'd be cussing them out and choking them, too.
Let me tell you something. If you were coaching Michael Jordan, Brad Daugherty, and Sam Perkins, you're not going to be cursing either.
Oh, I know Big Smooth. I like him.
When's he coming on the show?
Big Smooth?
Maybe he can get Michael on with us.
He'd be chilling in the cut, man.
That's
Big
amazing.
Big Smooth from Brooklyn, New York.
I
love Big Smooth.
You know,
that's my guy.
They got a lot of guys from New York at North Carolina. You don't realize that, but MJ was originally from Brooklyn. Kenny obviously is from Queens.
Yes. Left Rack City, he will proudly tell you.
That's right, man. Yeah, you got to get Big Smooth on the show. He doesn't get talked about a lot for what he did as an NBA player. Everyone always references his Carolina days. But Sam Perkins was playing, 16, 17 years in the NBA?
Pacers, Seattle, yeah.
Right, Lakers early on.
Yep. But Big Smooth, he don't want to talk. Big Smooth is chilling, man.
If he's really Big Smooth, he should be smooth when it comes to a talker too, JR, no?
Well, he is, but he's Big Smooth. He's just chilling. Big Smooth, Sam. That's a great nickname, Big Smooth.
It is one of the best nicknames.
This whole time, did we call him Sam Perkins?
Well, you know him as Big Smooth. I know him as Sam Perkins. You know him. I don't know him like that.
Oh. Yeah, just be like, yo, Big Smooth, what up, man? Big Smooth, knock down the J. Anyway, why are we talking about Big Smooth and not the Buffalo Bills? Is it because the game sucked? Like, what happened?
Don't need to say it twice.
Nah. It's Thursday Night Football, folks. The Buffalo Bills beat Tampa Bay 24-18. The Buccaneers are looking for life. They don't have none. And the Buffalo Bills, they're trying to gain some momentum throughout the course of the season to try to compete and win a Super Bowl. It's still early. Can't knock them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you have any impressions on the game, if you have any thoughts on the Buffalo Bills' performance or Tampa Bay's, by all means, call us up. We will take your calls. And then, speaking of the Bills, we know they compete in the AFC East. There's another team competing in the AFC East trying to go to a Super Bowl, but they're going to have cameras following them around. I'm going to tell you what team it is, and we'll talk about it, and then I'll give you an update on this Phoenix Suns-Lakers game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller but a long-time listener, so first and foremost, I want to say I love the show. I enjoy it. It helps me get home at night when I'm taking a late shift at my job.
Call in now at 855 212 Poor CBS.
Much love to everybody out there getting to the money. NFL is always getting to the money. That's why we got Thursday night football. Even though the players are tired, they're coming off of Sunday, they have minimal rest. But the game's got to go on, right? The Buffalo Bills beat Tampa Bay 24-18. They improved to 5-3. Tampa Bay falls to 3-4. And right before we went to break, I told you that there might be a beneficiary in the AFC East, and it might be the Buffalo Bills. It's because it's been announced that the Miami Dolphins are going to be the latest team to be featured on the in-season version of Hard Knocks. This is only the third time that we've had an in-season version. Last year, it was the Arizona Cardinals. The year before that, it was the Indianapolis Colts. And so the Miami Dolphins, a team that's trying to go on a run and get its life together here in the NFL season, show everybody that they are a legitimate contender. Now they're going to be doing it with cameras in their face. So when you lose a game to Philadelphia, or maybe you lose a game to New England, I don't think that'll happen, but it's going to be amplified. And so the Miami Dolphins currently have a record of 5-2. And as you can imagine, like most teams, they're not happy that they're going to be featured in Hard Knocks. They're not happy that they're going to be featured in Hard Knocks throughout the course of the season. Like Xavier Howard says, we don't like it. Tua Tagovailoa is like, okay, well, we as an entire team have to deal with it. And their head coach, Mike McDaniel, says, man, we can't do anything about it, but I can understand why we were chosen. Listen to this.
You know, I wouldn't call it a team decision, but at the same time, you guys know me well enough to that I steer clear of worrying about things that we can't control. So, you know, I think it's something that, you know, I conveyed to the team for the first time today. And, you know, I see some positives with this particular team. You know, just knowing that there's a lot of things that, you know, in terms of when we do have success in the field, that people kind of are curious as to how that happens. I think they'll see exactly where that comes from. And that's, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing for people to see our day in, day out hard work. I know there's a lot of guys.
Man, people don't care about your day-to-day hard work. People just want drama. They want controversy. God forbid Tua Tagovailoa goes out with an injury, or Tyreek Hill wants to punch somebody while, you know, on a bye week, then it's going to garner attention. And then it's also Miami, and so there's an added little bit of a flair for what's going to go down as the Dolphins continue on with their season. And actually being a good team doesn't hurt. Now, I don't know if this is going to harm the season. I don't think it's going to. But if we got any type of storylines, then maybe it'll be interesting. I got to be honest. I'll sit down and watch Hard Knocks in the summertime. I haven't seen no damn episode of Hard Knocks in season. Like, I didn't see one episode of the Arizona Cardinals or the Indianapolis Colts. And anything that I did see came as a result of a digital clip on social media. Shep, have you watched any of these in-season episodes of Hard Knocks?
Not at all, JR. There's too much going on right now.
Yeah, it's a lot going. Yeah, by the time we get to, and they haven't, so we don't have a release date. But let's just say that Hard Knocks starts in, I don't know, the middle of November. Like, people got crap to do. You're already watching football on Sunday and Monday and Thursday. Later on in the season, we're going to get Saturday football, and we got a Black Friday game this year. Like, when am I going to sit down and watch Hard Knocks and eat breakfast and lunch and dinner and stare my family in the face? When am I going to have time to sit down and watch Tua Tagovailoa for an extra hour, and I didn't watch all this damn football all week? So, look, I don't plan on watching Hard Knocks with the Dolphins. The only way I'll see anything is if it pops up on social. And if it pops up on social, that'll probably be the only thing worth watching. So I could save myself, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Maybe it'll be a distraction enough for Miami. Maybe it'll help out the Bills. I don't know. Let's talk to Lou from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Lou?
Hey, JR. Well, listen, I'm kind of a little bit guarded about McDermott. I was completely unimpressed with his coaching tonight. He had opportunities to win that game several times in the fourth quarter with fourth down selections. He was up two touchdowns around the 40-yard line of the Bucs. Once it was fourth and four, he tried to draw him offside lamely. Second time it was fourth and two, similar feeble attempt to draw him offside. He doesn't seem like he understands that he has an elite quarterback that could probably get the first down that ends the game. He had an opportunity a third time around the 40-yard line with the Bucs having inside 2 minutes, with the Bucs having
so
no timeout.
You want to find something to complain about after the victory. They should have whooped their ass
he's
more.
He's the weak link. JR, he's the weak link. He's not really a great head coach.
So what do you want to do about it?
I don't know, but I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl or anything while he's head coach because he's too conservative and oblivious that he has an elite quarterback.
Lou, you could have saved us about 90 seconds and just said that right away.
You're right, but I had to extend it and make it interesting.
Well, Lou, for the benefit of everybody listening, extending is not good. Getting to the point is better.
Oh, I'm so, like, I can't believe I followed this theme for so long and I've got this coach that's not really.
Well, here's another question. Are you going to quit being a Buffalo Bills fan?
No, I can't because Allen has supreme talent, and he's likely to do it without me.
And then it sounds like you're preparing for more suffering. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lou. Thank you for calling from Rochester. He's like, I needed to come on and elongate my point so you can understand. Nah, man, you can say it in 2 seconds. This is how you say it in 30 seconds. Hey, JR, I don't have confidence in Sean McDermott. I find his play calling to be too conservative. There were chances and points tonight where he wasn't aggressive enough with Josh Allen. I don't think we'll ever win anything with Sean McDermott as a head coach. Well, I talk professionally for a living, so that's it. Sean is calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you? That doesn't sound good.
I'm not sure. I just had 60 shots in my back today.
Oh, my God.
Try and make my back feel better.
Oh, no. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh, no. Hey, Shep, what do I do? Can we send him something? Can we send him a hug? I didn't expect that. The man said he got 60 shots in his back.
Man, Sean, you sound pretty good for a guy that got 60 shots in your back, man. Is it something physical? Or
I've already had 11 surgeries.
11 oh my surgeries?
God. Whoa.
Damn.
You're not Anthony Davis, are you?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be turning into the Bionic Man.
Sean, Jared, you don't mind me asking this for Sean. Yeah. Sean, here's my real question. If you've had 11 different surgeries, do you have a care team in place to when you're going home, someone that can look after you? Because that body of yours has been through a lot, man.
Oh, yeah. I have everybody.
Good, good. So you got family nearby? You got family nearby?
Yeah. I have family and my health insurance and everything.
You are already, you are bionic. That's it. You already are.
Yeah.
Anything, Sean? What else is up?
Yeah. To get to my point, I wanted to talk about two things. I want to talk about the Patriots, as you call them, the garbage Patriots.
Yeah. And, well, just say what's on your mind. Don't tell me what you got. Just say it.
And I want to talk about the Celtics.
Okay.
And but the first thing is, I wanted the Patriots to lose last week so bad.
You sick of Belichick?
I don't want them to win. I want them to get a real quarterback because Mac Jones is so slow.
Yeah.
Because
you want the Patriots to tank so they can move ahead, right?
No, not real. It's not really tanking. The players on the field, they played for their pride.
Okay. The players won't be the ones.
They played their asses off.
Yeah, it won't be the players that tank, but you know, the organization probably be better off if they did some losing. What are your thoughts on the Celtics?
Yeah, but they played their asses off last week. Beat Buffalo.
Tell me about the Celtics. Yeah. You had a point about the Celtics. Go ahead.
And Joe Mazzulla the right coach for the Celtics? Because it seems like every year that we have to go through, you know, these long games and everything, and
I got an answer for you, Sean.
A lot last minute, and
I have an answer.
You know, they come up with the win.
I have an answer. This is his second season. He was thrown into the fire last year. They've only played one game. Let Joe Mazzulla get a chance, okay?
Well, no, but he just doesn't seem like he
Sean.
Has.
Sean. Sean.
Sean,
hold on a second. Sean, listen. I got to go to the news break, so I want to answer you. So can I answer you?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't want to hang up, but I gotta keep the show moving here, Sean. I can't. I want to talk to you forever, but I can't.
Yep.
He's coached one game here.
Yeah.
Enjoy the basketball. See what they do. Go through the ups and the downs of the season. And if he's proven to fall apart, at the same time, they don't have no other options right now. He has a year of experience. He has assistants that they've added. They've even put Jeff Van Gundy's brain into the room. I would think after a year of experience that he's maybe going to learn a thing or two. The only way we'll find out is if he goes out and he coaches. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But okay. If the Patriots keep losing, I hope they go out and get a real quarterback.
Well, Sean, I got to go to the news break. I think the Patriots are going to keep losing, so I don't think you have to worry about that. And then when it comes down to the Celtics, I think they're going to be there in the playoffs at the end, at minimum, competing again. Hey, Sean, I'll tell you this. I want you to get better, okay? So take care of yourself, all right?
Do you think that Mac Jones is a professional?
No, I think Mac Jones is garbage. Forget Mac Jones, Sean. I care about you. Get some rest and get better, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Mac Jones sucks. Right, don't worry about him. He's going to make you hurt. Thank you, Sean. Get better.
All right.
Hey, Marco, was I clear? Was that okay?
Yeah, it was pretty good. That was very nice of you for a guy that's obviously in some pain there. So that was good. That was nice.
I wanted to talk to him, but I gotta do the show too.
Work does sometimes get in the way of things that you want to do. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Shep, that was okay, right?
That's the most energetic guy for 11 surgeries I've ever heard.
Yeah, I was just trying to, you know.
I got to tell you, I thought 60 shots was going in a different direction when that started, though. I'm not going to deny that.
60 shots of alcohol? Well, like 60 shots of what? Like, I don't know, tequila?
It started with, I've had 60 shots. I didn't know where that was headed. I didn't expect it to be in his back. I got to be fair.
Well, let me tell you something. If you have 60 shots, you go into the emergency room, right?
Yeah, right. But you know what's amazing? As much as he's gone through physically, you were trying to talk to him as a human being. All he wanted to talk about was the damn Patriots.
I told you they suck. He told me, JR, you said they suck. What are you at? What more is there to say?
Right.
Like, they suck. Hey, Marco, by the way, there was a guy, I remember seeing him. There's a guy who walked into a bar is always that tough guy who thinks he can outdrink everybody. There was a dude I saw, I forgot how many shots he had. He took a bunch of shots, and he ended up in a hospital. He tried to be tough.
Was that that 12-year-old and the 8-year-old that went into the liquor store a couple weeks ago, or no?
Nah, that's not that guy called us up.
No?
It's some random person on the internet.
All right.
And me and you could walk into a bar. We could try it one day. You take 30, I take 30, and we let Shep count.
I think that'll be the last time anybody counts anything on me. 30? Yeah. I'd be done.
Yeah, I think I'd be done too. Get my tombstone ready. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Only call me if you also have had 60 shots.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, one of the most well-rounded shows on sports talk radio. You have it. Don't change anything.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, somebody get the soap for LeBron James. Not because he's dirty, a mouth. Anyway, the Los Angeles Lakers, they just held on to beat the Phoenix Suns. The final score there, 100-95. No Bradley Beal back, no Devin Booker foot. Kevin Durant went out and scored 39 points in a loss. And meanwhile, for the Los Angeles Lakers, Anthony Davis bounces back from his 17-point failure, no other way to put it, in the season opener to have 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 3 blocks. And LeBron James, he plays 35 minutes in what was a needed comeback by the Lakers at the end of the game. LeBron finishes with 21 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. After the game, and we'll hear this in a little bit, LeBron James spoke to Jared Greenberg, and one of the first questions was, hey, how do you feel about all the criticism that Anthony Davis receives? And LeBron James is like, Anthony Davis doesn't give a you-know-what. And then he said it again, and I'm like, whoa. I get it. It's cable. It's 2023. Everybody a little bit more liberal and free with our words and how we express ourselves. I'm like, damn. It's like Becky Hammon the other. Shep, did you hear Becky Hammon at the parade for the Aces?
No, I didn't realize there was a parade for the Aces.
Oh, my God. They had a parade on Monday. And Becky Hammon, she called herself, she said, I'm an old ass you-know-what. And
did it start with a B and end with an H?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how you should be talking as a head coach.
That's what she said at the
come on, Becky.
She said that at the parade. She was talking about Asia Wilson, and she says, hey, I'm an old ass you-know-what. And then she says, I've been around a long time. And she says that Asia Wilson is going to be the goat of all goats. Yeah, she said, I'm an old ass, you know what?
Does she realize that her mentor is like 30 years older than she is, and a guy still broadcasting is 50 years older than she is?
Oh, Hubie Brown?
Yeah, and obviously the mentor being Greg Popovich. Like Becky, you're in your 40s, girl. Calm down. And I don't mean like girl like is in like condescending way. I'm just saying like so, how I would talk like to a friend.
If Greg Popovich wins another championship, not that I expect it, but if he wins another one with Victor Wembanyama, can right. Greg Popovich stand up on a stage and go, I'm an old-ass son of a – can he say that?
It sounds – see, if I'm being honest with you, when you call a woman the B word, that has a different connotation. It's a little nastier. It hits a little more home.
I think said about herself.
Right. I understand that. I think if a guy says it, it's a little less harmful because I think that word
about
so often.
About himself?
Yeah. That word, particularly for women in our society, gets tossed around way too frequently.
Well, they okay.
Yeah. Wow. So I think that's why I don't think women should play a part in calling themselves that. Now, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell anybody what they could tell themselves. So if Becky Hammon think that she's a old, and we could find it. I'm sure we could find it and play it. She is, what's she called?
I already got to bleep out this LeBron. I don't feel like bleeping out Becky Hammon too.
No, let's hear Becky Hammon. We'll listen to Becky Hammon next hour. Just everybody cursing freely.
In fairness, you
can I curse freely? Can I do that?
Well, the reason you can do that is because between you and me, we're quick with our fingers. We can hit the dump button very fast. So you could do it. But the problem is our respective callers on the line, with the call lines are usually full, and they are full at this particular moment. They're going to hear you, and I don't want to disrespect them, but that's your call.
And Rick from Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Can I call Becky Hammon an old ass you-know-what?
Hey, JR and Shep, thank you very much for taking my call.
Care. Go ahead. He doesn't care. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I called in for two reasons. One is to compliment you, and the other is to apologize.
Okay.
I'd like to compliment you with that previous caller that had all the issues and surgeries. You were very kind and gentle and very professional. I was quite impressed. And I want to apologize because I called in probably about 3 weeks ago and talked about Jimmy Buckets and his hairdo, and I was rather intoxicated, and I thought about it, and I think I sounded like an idiot.
You probably did. Well, I don't recall. Did you listen to yourself after you called?
Yes, sir.
And you felt bad for yourself?
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't think anybody remembered or cared, so consider yourself out the weeds, okay?
You know, JR, it's interesting. The people that are hardest on themselves are the ones that are usually the kindest to others, and I feel like that Rick fits the T with that.
Is that true,
Thank
Rick?
You. Well, he's given me a little bit of more credit, but I would like to think I have a big heart.
Okay. Well, listen, man, try to lighten up on the booze, okay?
I'm sober tonight, buddy.
All right, leave that to me. Thank you, Rick, for calling from Michigan. Get home safe. It sounds like you're driving.
Yes, sir, I am. I appreciate it. And Shep, my dog's nickname is Shep, so every time I hear Shep, I think about you and my dog.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Is that a compliment, Shep?
So as a dog owner, JR, there are no sweeter creatures on this earth than dogs, man. I don't know if you caught it, but they were doing like a dog show on Thursday Night Football. Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay,
throwing frisbees.
Yeah.
Yes,
I don't know if you caught it or not.
If I get a dog, can I call a dog Shep or you be disrespected?
JR, you can call your dog whatever you want. I'd be honored if you said Shep for your dog, man.
What if it was a cat or a turtle?
I'd still be honored.
Any animal?
Yeah.
A rat?
Yeah, man. Well, I don't want to be a rat. That's the last animal I want to be.
People keep rats, too. They buy rats and they keep them in their house.
Right. That and a little cat or a mom dog. You get it?
I don't understand mom dog. We're going to listen to LeBron James curse. I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're going to talk Buffalo Bills and rats, cats, and dogs on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.